Recently, I had the pleasure of meeting Jennifer, a busy mother of three who had recently lost 100 pounds at the Y. In the process of losing the weight, Jennifer found a network of new friends. Together, they formed a bond of healthy competition that nurtured their aspirations and inspired each other to persevere. Today, Jennifer and her whole family stay active together, socialize with other families at the Y, and have a new, more balanced lifestyle centered on health and well-being. Overweight and obesity are the primary contributors to costly diseases such as heart attacks, strokes, cancers, and diabetes, many of which could be prevented. You may be surprised to learn that 2 in 3 Marylanders are considered to be at an unhealthy weight. Not surprisingly, it is projected that at least 1 in 3 Marylanders may become pre-diabetic or diabetic during their lifetime. The costs of that reality are crippling. Up to now, our healthcare system provided essentially no incentive for healthcare providers to encourage behaviors that would prevent most chronic disease. Whatever you think about the Affordable Care Act, it is indisputable that our healthcare system is ripe for change. We spend more per person than any country in the world, but have some of the worst health outcomes of any developed country. Due to the admittedly imperfect changes resulting from the Affordable Care Act and Maryland's new hospital reimbursement system, healthcare providers now have a powerful incentive to keep patients well and, ironically, out of their hospitals. At the Y, we are working closely with many of the major local hospital systems to help those most susceptible to chronic diseases find their way to a healthier weight and lifestyle. Jennifer and her family are discovering the tremendous rewards of a healthier life through the Y. Her journey is possible for so many more. Regardless of what you think of the Affordable Care Act, we can all agree that an intentional focus on preventable disease is a smart investment that pays off in so many ways. I'm John Hoey, President and CEO of the Y of Central Maryland for WYPR, your NPR news station.